This is VOA News brokering a civilian evacuation for the last Ukrainian stronghold in the eastern Ukrainian port of Mariupol. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As the bombs rain down on Mariupol, a couple and their child sit around a table outside having lunch. Speaking to AP journalists, the father looks up and says, "Life cannot be stopped, right?" Meanwhile, holed up in the Avostal steel plant, up to 1,000 civilians are living below the ground, trapped and unable to leave. Possibly thousands more Ukrainian soldiers are also stuck in the plant, and at least 600 people are injured. One soldier, lying on a stretcher, recounts his injuries. Small piece of foot gone, two fingers are missing, deep wounds in the legs, lacerations on the shoulder, on the arm. He also explains that the resources are low. "We're too long in the blockade, encircled. We're on our own supply, and they're depleting." Yulia Fedusyuk, the wife of Azov regiment fighter Arseniy Fedusyuk, pleads for his safe evacuation.
"We are hoping that we can rescue the soldiers too."
I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's foreign minister says Western sanctions and arms shipments are impeding peace talks. Sergei Lavrov told the Saudi-owned Al Arabiya television there was no need for anyone to help provide help to open up humanitarian corridors out of Ukraine's besieged cities. He said Russia appreciates the intention of the United Nations to be helpful and said Moscow has explained the process for the UN to monitor the creation of humanitarian corridors. He also accused the West of being, in his words, Russia-phobic, and he complained that his country is always under sanctions by the West. You can follow all the news out of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.